The second world premiere this evening is by Alexander Gurr. It's called After the Waking, for clarinet, bassoon, horn, violin and double bass. And it does indeed follow the London premiere of Gurr's setting for two baritones of a poem by Theodor Röttger called The Waking, lines from which head the score. I wake to sleep and take my waking slow. I learn by going where I have to go. I asked Sandy Gurr how this double piece came about.
The song is a purely private affair. It was written for the birthday party of Sir James Merlies. His wife, in fact, provided me with the text, and there was no instrument in the room, so I solved the problem by writing it for two voices.
And you felt that there was more to be done with that material?
Yes, well, it happens to me from time to time that material doesn't go away, and so I fiddled around with the material some more.
Would you call it a meditation, an expansion? What?
I don't know. It's a sort of fantasy upon. I don't know quite what it is.
Alexander Gurr, well, there's been a bit of alteration going on the Wigmore Hall stage before everybody comes out. We have a conductor for this piece, at least for the After the Waking, Martin Brabant, and quite a large ensemble. Here they all come. The door opens. There's a hesitation. And through it comes Benjamin Navarro, violin, Peter Bucko, double bass, Richard Hosford, clarinet, Ursula Vaux, bassoon, Richard Watkins, horn, conductor Martin Brabant, and before it, baritones Simon Valfish and Peter Tregear to perform the setting of Theodor Röttger's poem, The Waking, to begin.